Mira and Harper Audio present Virgin River, a novel by Robin Carr, performed by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Mel squinted into the rain and darkness, creeping along the narrow, twisting, muddy, tree-enshrouded road, and for the 100th time thought, "Am I out of my mind?" And then she heard and felt a thump as the right rear wheel of her BMW slipped off the road onto the shoulder and sank into the mud. The car rocked to a stop. She accelerated and heard the wheel spin, but she was going nowhere fast. "I am so screwed," was her next thought. She turned on the dome light and looked at her cell phone. She'd lost the signal an hour ago when she left the freeway and headed up into the mountains. In fact, she'd been having a pretty lively discussion with her sister Joey when the steep hills and unbelievably tall trees blocked the signal and cut them off. "I cannot believe you're really doing this," Joey was saying. "I thought you'd come to your senses. This isn't you, Mel. You're not a small town girl." "Yeah? Well, it looks like I'm gonna be. I took the job and sold everything so I wouldn't be tempted to go back." "You couldn't just take a leave of absence? Maybe go to a small private hospital? Try to think this through." "I need everything to be different," Mel said. "No more hospital war zone. I'm just guessing, but I imagine I won't be called on to deliver a lot of crack babies out here in the woods. The woman said this place, this Virgin River, is calm and quiet and safe."